On Monday's front page, Democratic governors are worried the Obama administration's lawsuit against Arizona's new immigration law could hurt in the fall campaign. The end of the census means the end of a job for many, and people are singing along at the movies and nobody's shushing them. Hollywood studios are betting sing-alongs and costume stunts will bring in younger crowds. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. In a private meeting with White House officials over the weekend, Democratic governors complained about the Obama administration's court challenge of Arizona's immigration law. The governors are worried the case could hurt Democrats who are running in the fall. That fear was swirling through the National Governors Association meeting in Boston as Attorney General Eric Holder went on the CBS News program Face the Nation. He said the Justice Department might take Arizona to court again if there's evidence the immigration law is leading to racial profiling. The census is finished, and the Census Bureau has shed 225,000 workers in the last few weeks. Economists say that's enough to nudge the unemployment rate up a jot or two. One upside of the recession was the Census Bureau was able to hire more experienced workers than usual. In places like Rhode Island, where unemployment is 12.3%, those workers are now having a hard time finding new jobs, and they won't be eligible for long-term unemployment benefits. Monday's Times also looks at problems at a training center in Pakistan. It's where American soldiers are preparing Pakistani troops to fight the Taliban. The 10-week basic training course is months behind schedule. Pakistani commanders say they can't send troops for training when the fighting is heating up in tribal areas. Also on Monday's front page, a look at 8 square blocks of Brownsville, Brooklyn that the police blanket every night. Sometimes they stop people they think might be carrying guns. Sometimes they stop people who don't have keys to the housing project there. One night, 20 officers surrounded a man who wouldn't let an officer smell his orange juice container. In all, the police made 52,000 stops in that neighborhood between 2006 and early this year. That's the same as stopping and questioning all of the 14,000 people who live in the area once a year. In 2008, Meg Whitman, the billionaire former chief executive of eBay who's running for governor in California, invested in a movie production firm started by Republican strategist Mike Murphy. He'd been flirting with working on the campaign of Ms. Whitman's eventual rival in the GOP primary. Then he did an about-face and signed on with Ms. Whitman. It's not clear whether the deal was a business decision or a way to make sure that Murphy didn't join the competition. Like it quiet when you go to a movie? This may not be for you. Costume nights and sing-alongs are making movie-going a social event, and noisy. Times reporter Brooks Barnes says Hollywood studios are hoping younger audiences will go to theaters for events like a sing-along built around the 1978 movie Grease. Paramount Pictures has put subtitles under the lyrics. It's hoping that in places like Texas and Michigan, that'll draw crowds who want to do more than just listen. Inside Monday's Times, final passage of the financial regulation bill is now a question of when, not if. That's the word from Senate Democrats, but there still seem to be a lot of questions about when. One is, when will Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid be confident enough that he has the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster? That question could hinge on this one. When will West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin name a replacement for Senator Robert Byrd? Byrd, who supported the legislation, died last month at the age of 92. BP says its plan to put a new cap on the well in the Gulf is still on target. The company reported progress in installing a cap that could contain the oil that's still spewing out. BP removed an old, looser-fitting cap on Saturday. The new one should eventually let BP contain all the oil from the well, now estimated at up to 60,000 barrels a day. In Japan, the ruling Democratic Party was headed for a major setback in midterm elections. Even so, Prime Minister Naoto Kan said he won't resign. The voting was widely seen as a referendum on Kan's 9-month-old government. But Times reporter Martin Fackler says it's unlikely that the opposition Liberal Democratic Party will end up with a majority. Spain won the World Cup on a goal from Andres Iniesta in the 26th minute of extra time. That ended an exhausting match with the Netherlands that sometimes turned dirty. The referees handed out a record 11 yellow cards. The Dutch finished with only 10 players on the field. Lance Armstrong's hopes for an 8th title in the Tour de France ended. He crashed once and was forced off his bike in the stage with the race's 2 most difficult climbs. Armstrong finished 12 minutes behind stage winner Andy Schleck of Luxembourg and the new race leader Cadel Evans of Australia.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the Yankee lineup in center field, number 18, Johnny Damon, number 18. At shortstop, number 2, Derek Jeter, number 2.
If you lived in New York, you just didn't forget that somewhat formal sound and those careful pronunciations. It was one of the voices you just knew. Bob Shepard was the public address announcer at Yankee Stadium from the last days of Joe DiMaggio through the primes of Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Reggie Jackson, and Derek Jeter. Bob Shepard died on Sunday. He was 99 years old. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.